It is the state's case that the former Taoiseach Joan Burton and her advisor Karen O'Connell were trapped in two Garda vehicles while trying to leave a graduation ceremony at Jobstown in Dublin in November 2014. Paul Murphy and 15 others are facing two charges of false imprisonment, an offence which can carry a life sentence on conviction. Some of the protesters are also facing additional charges of violent disorder and criminal damage. A young man and a woman will stand trial for various public order offences only. Earlier this year, the DPP successfully applied to hold separate trials, and it was decided today that they'll be heard in blocks of three. Deputy Murphy will stand trial with six others on April 24th next. The final two blocks will take place on various dates afterwards, and they're due to take up to 6 weeks. Frank Graney at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court.